Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid. This is Nug Nargang, letting you know that today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is on a mission to bring cooking back into our lives with real, whole, healthy ingredients that we can feel good about. They do all the shopping, they do all the planning, and they deliver the ingredients to your door with step-by-step recipes. All you have to do is cook. Now, I did a week of HelloFresh, and it was amazing. We made chimichurri burgers, my girlfriend and I, and I don't even know what chimichurri is, but I made it, and I put it on a burger, and it was awesome. And if I can do that, you can do that, because I'm a dummy in the kitchen. Now, if you're a whiz in the kitchen, or a dummy like me, and HelloFresh sounds good to you, give it a try. Right now, go to HelloFresh.ca and use the code Illusionoid50 to get 50% off your first box. That's half off a box of three ready-to-cook meals delivered right to your door with the code Illusionoid50. Get some groceries delivered and cook. It couldn't be easier thanks to HelloFresh. Now enjoy the show, you dummies.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
In your time, Easter is just around the corner. Which corner? No one can say. It either lies in your future or your past. But since Easter does not fall upon a calendar date, the rebirth of Christ is a mystery. It is the mystery. It's the Father, the Son, and the mystery of when Easter happens. That is the true Holy Trinity. Suck it, theologists. That's the truth. In your future, disease will run rampant and spread like the plague, because it is the plague. Thanks a lot, anti-vaxxers.
Oh, me onches.
What are your onches?
My onches.
The heart of this, the soul, you're carrying so much there.
Yeah, me muscles are shot. I think I tore a muscle in every different part of me body.
Every muscle torn in every part of your body? Why didn't you break your shipment into smaller pieces?
No time, Charlie. No time. And it ain't every muscle in your body. It's a muscle in every part of my body.
Oh, all right.
So, the legs are complex muscle systems.
Indeed, yeah. Like, it's like a system of pulleys and levers, right?
Yeah.
Cartilage.
Yeah, most of my leg still works.
Yeah.
But one muscle inside of that complex pack of muscles.
Yeah.
Is completely for shit for the rest of my life.
It's torn.
Torn forever. Torn in half.
Torn in half.
Just imagine two chunks of meat just dangling in the middle of that pack of muscle systems.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
It's horrible.
Try feeling it.
Oh, you've described it so well. I've practically, it's as if I'm feeling it.
Anyways, onches aside.
Yeah.
Torn muscles, notwithstanding, the shipment is aboard.
Perfect. Have you got the documentation?
Documentation is in me lapel pocket.
Perfect, because you know the conductor, when he gets up here, he's going to want to see all the documentation. Make sure that we have witnesses, that we have a bill of lading, that we have, that we can track this from point of origin to where we have it right now, then nothing can go wrong.
I promise you all the documentation is in order inside my lapel pocket, except it is drenched in sweat, completely, almost translucent with my own perspiration, for I wore a blazer while lifting this. Why? Why did I wear a sports coat?
Because you're always dapper. At the end of the day, torn muscle, ligaments, rendered flesh aside, you're always dapper,
Bill. All right, get your papers.
All right.
Have your papers ready for
conductor.
Check.
Game faces on.
Have
Game
your face. Papers ready. Gentlemen. Wow, what a dapper gentleman you are.
Hello, it's my brand. It's my brand shipment in a three-piece suit.
Oh, excellent. And you have your papers? I want to make sure the shipment is ship-shape. I don't want anything getting loose or getting away from us on this trip.
Allow me just to put down this last set of boxes that I've been holding on my back.
Oh, well.
Allow me just to set them down.
Is that very bright of you to do that when you're dressed so dapper? Won't you sweat?
Sir, it's my brand.
Oh.
It's my brand,
it
sir.
Brand,
understood. So papers, please. I'd like to check your shipment.
Yeah, in my lapel pocket.
Why, that's moist.
Oh, look at them drip, eh? Look at them drip.
Why, it's almost translucent.
I think you'll find them all in order. Just hold them up to the light.
I see. We have two boxes of shortbread.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
One case of Antarian ale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what is this miscellaneous plague?
What's that? It should read miscellaneous plaque.
Yeah.
Plaque?
It's plaque that we... listen, it's not our job. It's our responsibility. Well, it's in the shipment. It's our responsibility to carry it. You understand?
That's right.
However, it's more understanding.
Yeah.
That plaque has been painstakingly scraped off of the teeth of many, many people and placed in this box.
Yeah.
It's a plaque collection.
Oh.
For an eccentric collector of plaque.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Well,
Ganymede. We're taking it to Ganymede.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, we don't want any plague going to Ganymede.
Plaque.
Whoever
plaque,
I understand, but whoever wrote this and made it say plague should probably check the spelling.
It's a simple mistake, sir. The line on a Q comes down on the right side.
All right.
And then there's a little tick.
A little tail.
Whereas, again, on the right side of the O, the G tail swings down like the tail of a monkey.
Oh, you're right.
Like a playful
right.
gibbon.
All right, well, let me stamp this. Oh, that's difficult with a...
You just went the sound of that
thing. Try and roll that. There you go. You've been stamped. Enjoy.
Thankfully,
it's just plaque and not plague, because on Ganymede, no one ever gets sick. Biological weapons would really take that place out.
Immune system. Only planet in the solar system with no immune system.
You guys sure know your research.
Thank you, conductor.
Papers, please. Papers.
There he goes.
We're past him. That was the... Oh, you did a good job there, Bill. You were rock solid.
Charlie, part of me brand. Get the shipments on. Wear a three-piece suit. Sweat through it. Lie through my teeth.
You know, when we first became radicalized, I thought, this isn't going to go well. We shouldn't be taking biological agents to planets that don't have immune systems. But you know what? It's for the greater good.
That's true. The Ganymedians have had it coming, haven't they?
They have. They have. They're haughty. They're dismissive. They're high-handed.
They think they own the galaxy.
Yeah.
I used to love them. I used to love a trip to Ganymede.
Sure.
But now that I subscribe to a completely different ideology...
I know. And you radicalised me like no other.
Oh, when I strapped you into that deprivation chamber...
Yeah.
Until you hadn't slept for 84 hours.
That's right.
You were ready to agree to anything I said.
I was seeing colours. I was hearing sounds. I was seeing sounds and hearing colours.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
So, here we are, ready to inflict a massive disease on the people of Ganymede, wipe them out, so that we can take responsibility and then keep the planet to ourselves.
Exactly.
Ready yourselves for takeoff!
Excellent. All right. I guess we should find our cabin, get in there and bunk down. All right, strap ourselves in.
Let's do it.
All right.
Well, my ticket, it's 8H.
8H. 8H. All right, so what's the alphabet? 1, A, B, C, D, G. What?
What?
A, B, C, D. E, F, G. Here we are.
H.
H.
On level 8.
On level 8.
Let's let ourselves in.
All right, here's this passcode.
I didn't think anybody else was staying in this cabin with me.
What's this? What's this, sir?
Who's this? Who's this geezer?
What? Excuse me, sir. This is our cabin.
Yeah, it's mine as well.
Well, let's have a look there at your pass card. And tis Bill. Says 8H.
Yes, we share a cabin. I mean, I just didn't think with the ship taking off, I thought everybody'd come in.
And who might you be then, stranger?
Clearly you don't recognize me from the old historical books. I am Gary Ganymede, who the planet Ganymede is named after, of course. I'm on my way home for my final resting place.
Oh, God. I've heard of you. The immortal Gary Ganymede.
Yeah, but not immortal. You see, I'm going home for my final resting place. I'm going to die on my self-named planet.
Well, you are. You, according to the books that I grew up reading...
Yeah.
You are 24,000 years old.
Pretty much. I'm going to be 24,002 next week.
Wow. So we just assumed you was immortal.
I know everybody did, but there is a... I have a span, and it's coming to an end. I've had a good run.
Well, how are we going to share this cabin, then?
You can, please. There's lots of room. There's a whole bench over there. There's a couch. I've the biggest cabin there is.
Dibs.
I welcome.
Dibs on the couch.
You took dibs on the couch.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Bloody hell, Laura.
I have all sorts of food.
Dibs on the food.
Wine. And,
dibs on the wine.
I don't know what I'll eat now, but... you're welcome to it.
Dibs on being welcome.
Oh, yeah, okay. yeah, we're going to enjoy this ride to Ganymede, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. I've brought some tic-tac-toe sheets.
Oh, great.
Just some sheets that I prepared, drawing lines.
Oh, excellent.
And I wrote some holographic three-dimensional tic-tac-toe.
Oh, perfect. That's fun.
Yeah. It's cubicle.
We need a bit of ground rules if we're going to share this cabin.
It's a bit of a
long haul to Ganymede.
It is. I wouldn't worry too much about it, though. The time will pass really fast when we're playing tic-tac-toe.
Are the cryogenic chambers on this ship?
Well, there are. I hadn't planned to use it. I mean, I've got nothing but time, so I don't care how long it takes, really.
That's true, isn't it?
I don't want to extend it any further. I've been around 24,001 years, so...
That's right. It's going to be your birthday soon.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some boxes here. We've got some packages.
They're not wrapped in styrofoam, are they?
Yeah, they happen to be.
Yeah.
Don't be calling dibs on them.
No.
Because they're ours.
No, not styrofoam.
Why
not?
Well, there better not be anything dangerous in those things. I have an ulterior motive for going to just enjoy my last days, but I want to enjoy it alone. Most of Ganymede is covered in styrofoam. It's very comfortable. Very squeaky.
We have to keep it safe, Ganymede.
But yeah,
it's so precious and fragile.
I had planned to unleash a little bit of a... what I call a chemical bomb on the ship.
What?
And it was going to disintegrate all the styrofoam. And when the ship landed on Ganymede, all the people would go, "This place sucks," and they'd take off, and then I'd have it all to myself for my dying days.
This chemical agent...
Yeah.
That you plan on unleashing...
Yeah, that's right.
Have you already unleashed it?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. No reason...
Well, it will only affect the stuff that's inside your styrofoam, so really, if there's nothing dangerous, then we don't have to worry about it.
Charlie.
Yeah, Bill.
Our canisters.
Yeah.
Are they airtight?
What, are they airtight?
Are they airtight? If they're airtight...
Right.
...then this chemical agent won't get in and disintegrate the styrofoam. But if they're not airtight...
Right, right.
...then, you know, the styrofoam will be disintegrated right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were couple of canisters I could buy, right? And they had the airtight ones.
Oh.
And then they had the regular ones. And since we were on a budget, I got the ones that were not airtight.
Charlie.
Yeah, Bill.
You had one job.
Yeah.
Get some canisters.
You didn't specify if they were airtight or
not. Did you fellas want some of this wine?
Oh, wine? Who?
Well, he got dibs on it.
He should be asking you if you want some of his wine.
Well,
You want some of my wine, old man?
I would like some. I would like some. I had hoped to enjoy some wine on my final day.
Help yourself, then.
Oh, careful. Those wine cups are made of styrofoam. They're disintegrating already.
Good Lord.
Why?
I should have really thought this through and done it, but I thought I'd like to arrive and have it happen, you know?
Look, old man.
Gary Ganymede. That's me.
Mr. Ganymede, since we should pay you the proper respect being 24,001 years old.
Doctor Ganymede.
Are you a medical doctor, then?
No.
Doctor of Sciences?
No, it's an honorary degree.
Honorary degree?
Honorary degree of literature?
Child studies.
Early childhood
education, eh?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, has the field advanced in 24,000 years?
You know, here's a funny story. No, it has not.
Hilarious.
This is pretty funny, isn't it? You've been studying for a very long time.
It has not. The kids are all still kids.
Fantastic.
The wonder of youth.
Isn't it? It's fascinating that they would give... It's really only an honorary degree. I mean, if you devote your whole life to early childhood studies, you pretty much got like 6 years and you're done.
I'm a little surprised at how much I'm digressing from... The stakes at hand here.
Well, what about the styrofoam, guys? I'm sorry about your styrofoam.
The thing is, sir, inside are these canisters wrapped in styrofoam.
All right. That styrofoam will melt.
There's a chemical, biological weapon that's going to wipe out the entire planet of Ganymede.
Oh.
So if you don't have an immune system...
Oh, no.
You're going to die of the plague.
But everybody on Ganymede doesn't have an immune system.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I had just wanted to have them vamoose from the planet so I'd have it for myself, just to get rid of the styrofoam, make it less comfortable and bumpy.
Well...
Now they're gonna die?
I'm afraid so, and I'm afraid that plague has already been unleashed upon this ship now.
Indeed.
So wait, this ship is full of plague?
It's what you might call a plague ship.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
We're destined now to roam the stars like star grazers for the rest of eternity.
But...
Trapped forever in our own quarantine.
Well, we can't let the ship land. But we can't.
Can't we? Should we?
We should.
Now this whole ship is a biological warfare weapon. We could land it on any other planet.
It's true. We don't have to go to Ganymede after all.
No, we could go anywhere. Look, we're already dead. This chemical agent is... What does it do to people?
Oh, it completely disintegrates them. Melts their skin.
So we're going to die like that. On this ship.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's right.
We was gonna deposit the canisters.
Yeah.
And then split.
Bugger off.
But now there's no time. This whole... look, my hand is going already.
Oh my God.
Crap.
So we gotta aim this ship somewhere. Who don't we like the most in the universe?
Now, hold on. I've been radicalized, and I ideologically hate Ganymede.
Yeah. Why?
Because they have what I don't have.
Yeah.
That's about as good as an answer I have,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
But the only thing I have left in the whole universe with my name is that planet.
Well, you was going to die anyway.
I was going to die there, but the planet would have remained. You'll destroy it.
Well, the styrofoam, what's the point?
But that's my name.
Gary Styrofoam. No, it's Gary Ganymede.
All I have left is that planet. I want to keep the planet. If it goes and I go, there's no more Ganymede.
I wonder if the plague has reached any other part of the ship.
Well, probably. We got a pretty good ventilation system in here.
Just imagine what's going on in the Lido deck.
Bartender?
Yes?
Yes, can I get, well, it's happy hour, let's see here. Can I get a fizzy drink?
You got it. We got all kinds of fizzy drinks.
Darren, are you done getting a drink? I want to play more shuffleboard.
Listen, honey, Janice, I'm just trying to get my drink here, all right? I'll be right back.
Honey, what's that on your hand?
What do you mean? This, I can Ah, it's like my skin's becoming translucent.
You should see a doctor. He's always like this, and he hates doctors.
Say, Darren, are you all right over there? I've got your fizzy drink ready.
Yeah, but my hand. Is there a doctor nearby? Can you call a doctor?
Yeah, sure thing. Doctor! Oui?
My hand, it seems to be disintegrating. My skin is peeling back. And...
Ah, I see. You know, I am not a doctor, but...
What?
I can probably... I'm a ship doctor.
You're a doc...
They asked for a doctor, and you said we.
I am the ship doctor, and I'm not technically a doctor,
Are you
but...
a doctor of the ship?
Yes, I am the ship's medical officer.
So do you treat the passengers?
Yes, but I usually just, encourage them to see a doctor when they get off the ship.
That's really not helping me. I think it's going up my arm. My entire arm, the flesh is...
Darren, deep. My leg has fallen off.
I'm going to give you a prognosis.
Yeah.
You are disintegrating.
Of course I'm disintegrating.
I think we know. Oh, where goes my lip?
Her jaw.
Okay, I'm kind of freaking out now.
Doctor.
I'm going to say plague.
Plague,
everybody!
Plague!
Captain.
Yes, sir.
There's a real panic down at Alito deck, sir.
There is, Admiral.
Did I just call you, sir?
Yes, you did, and I called you, sir.
Well, I'm your superior.
Yes, of course you are.
Yeah.
For the purposes of this particular journey.
I'm your superior, so I'm just going to give you a polite sir, like a how you to do, sir, pat on the back.
Sirs! Sirs!
Yes, sir.
Yes, five-star general.
people are melting all over the ship. They're disintegrating. I've lost a couple of fingers already, and it seems to be getting worse.
There's a panic on the Leto deck, a panic all over the ship. There is a plague on this ship.
There's a plague on the ship. You know what we need to do, sir?
Yes, sir.
We need to get off the ship.
We need to get to the lifeboat, sir.
Hold on. We have a responsibility to contain this and keep it from spreading.
Hold on a second. A responsibility, sir?
Hold
to who?
On a second. We should aim this ship into a black hole if we're all going to be melting, and soon the ship will be driving itself.
Well, you're the five-star general. And
you're the admiral.
Yeah, and who else?
The captain.
What I understand, if a bunch of Army and Navy ranks are on the same ship...
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The captain's still in charge.
Thank you.
You know what we have to do?
What?
Call the king.
The king.
Wake him up.
He's in cryosleep. He said specifically, don't wake me until I get to Ganymede.
Well, I'm going to open up the... Oh my God, the king has disintegrated.
Good God.
Chain of command is broken.
It is.
Captain's still in charge.
Okay, Captain.
Thank you.
What's up?
All right, here's the thing. Why aren't we sick?
Well, you've lost some fingers.
I've lost some fingers, but they might have been in a door.
Yeah.
Okay.
They might have been something else, right? Like, let's not draw the connection between plague and your finger loss right away.
No.
None of us are doctors. No. I'm a captain. You're a five-star general. You're an admiral.
Is our command center doors, are they airtight?
Airtight.
Look, I had a chance to go shopping for the doors, and I could spend a lot of money on an airtight door.
You went to Space Depot?
Space Depot.
Okay.
And I could have gotten just regular old doors.
Yeah, huh?
What I decided to do was get regular old doors and use the extra money to get this fun bowl.
That's pretty cool. It's got like one side for dip and one side for chips.
Yes.
You had one job, five-star general, and you nailed it.
Thank you. Chips.
Thank you very much.
So delicious. So basically, what is it?
Maybe it's these chips.
The chips.
Something in these chips.
Don't blame the chips.
I'm not blaming the chips. I'm congratulating these chips on keeping us immune from that plague.
But I lost fingers. But again, that might have been in some doorway.
It might have been that space door that you bought.
You know what? Now that I come to think of it, I lost two fingers putting that door in.
Yeah. Let me try this space door. Open. Close. Ow!
Took your entire hand.
God damn it!
Oh, no, wait. Oh, no.
Why'd you open that?
Eat some chips! Eat some chips!
It's not helping!
Eat some chips!
I got fingers in the dip! My fingers are falling off!
You double dip! You double dip!
Well, you know, I think the rest of the ship will be just fine.
Whoa. All right. This isn't the way I planned to go at all. Like this?
Nor me, Charlie.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
Charlie, it's been a long time we've been working together.
It has.
Delivery men, In three-piece suits?
Indeed. Indeed. Always looking dapper as we dropped off the boxes.
Professional, as always.
Did you guys call yourselves Dapper Delivery?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That was a good name.
Have you heard of us?
I have. I always wanted to order your services, but I never had anything. I always thought, oh, they're dapper, they're expensive. I just thought...
Well, we keep our costs low. We've got discount stores for our suits.
Oh, so what never, a great idea.
Never quite well-fitting. We'd have to tailor them ourselves.
True. I just gather mine at the back and use a bulldog clip.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It's going up my arm.
Yeah, disintegrating.
Dr. Ganymede.
So are you.
So am I. We're all dying.
Yeah.
This was a terrible mistake in my final moments. I realize now it was wrong to become radicalized.
It really was. It was wrong for you to radicalize me.
It was. I'm sorry, Charlie.
It was wrong of me to want to destroy all the styrofoam on Ganymede and be selfish and have the whole planet to myself. I should have thought it through.
And so we see the error. The error of our selfish ways. That it's better to love and share, not to tear down and destroy, and not to want for ourselves, but instead to just see what we can contribute to a great community like Ganymede.
Indeed. Rather than let our petty prejudices run our lives.
And now, the ship will be a derelict, rotting on the inside, styrofoam and flesh all disintegrated, just empty with disease, waiting for whomever... we'll come across it, open its doors, and spread its disease out into the universe.
We have to let people know. We have to put a sign on the ship, or to send a beacon out and let people know the ship is full of plague.
For the good of humanity, and for all other species, let us not forget the arthropods. We must.
I think we need to do a spacewalk. Take a can of spray paint outside, and write plague on the side of this ship.
Let it be our final... Act.
Let it be the last warning we give to humanity. Beware of plague.
Don't forget the arthropods.
And the arthropods, of course. Of course. Them. I can never forget them.
All right, then. Bill. Doctor.
Charlie.
The air. Let's get to the airlock.
All right. I've lost both arms now, so I can't open anything.
All right, Gary. Doctor. Dr. Ganymede, I'm just going to shove you into this suit. You're mostly a torso now, so you're going to have
some... How am I going to spray paint?
You're going to bear witness.
Okay, I'll watch it. I won't like it.
I can tether you to myself, all right?
Sure.
Take you along with me wherever I go. You're my good luck charm now, Dr. Ganymede.
I feel like I'm not good luck at all. I feel like I ruined this.
24,000 years old.
And one.
We're not losing you yet, Doctor.
No. Don't you die on us, Doctor.
Okay.
Not till this thing is done.
Out into space we go. So cold.
My suit's filling up with goo.
Oh, stop it.
You never realize what you've got till it's gone, innit?
I'm mostly just some sort of moisture from the waist down. I'm melting into the suit.
You stay with us, Doctor.
Don't you dare die on us. Don't you dare disintegrate, Doctor, until this is done.
I wish I could stop it. I wish I could heed your wishes, but I can't.
Even if you're just a conscious mouth, you stay with us.
I'll do my best.
Shake that. Okay. Here we come. How do you spell it?
P-P-I. L.
L.
I.
I.
Wow, that's some fancy spray painting, boys.
Is it a G or a Q?
Jeez.
It's a Q, but just remember which way that tail goes.
We're in space. Is there a left or a right in space?
No, there's no up or down, left or right.
Stage left.
Stage left. Stage right, of course. Remember my times when I tread the boards, all right? I think it's... a tail to the right.
I'm fading.
G.
You stay with us, Doctor.
I'm going to put, you know what? Just to be on the safe side, I'm going to put a G and a Q on here because I can't remember for the life of me.
Good thinking.
G and Q. Plague you. U.
A.
I.
We S. All right, right.
H. I. P. Underline.
Uh, tag it.
Yeah, put a tag on there. And I need you to light to witness this, Doctor.
All I've got is eyes and mouth, so I can see it.
We get dapper delivery. Doesn't do it halfway. We need your witness. I've got the documentation in my lapel pocket.
There it is. I have to go in through the suit, though. You'll lose some atmosphere, Bill.
It's worth it. Oh, losing my oxygen. Get it out. Oh.
There it is.
Oh, my final act.
There it is, Doctor. I need you to spray paint your sign right on there.
Let me reach through this. My final act.
There it is. He's done it. He's witnessed it.
My last breath.
Bill.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Bill.
Doctor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tether me to the end of the plague ship.
Tether me.
Let me be its lucky charm.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Seventeen years later.
Commander, there's a ship coming onto the radar. Oh. I've got visual.
I see that.
It says something written on the side of the ship.
It's like plaque ship,
yeah,
sir.
It says plaque ship.
Hold on. Hold on. Can we zoom in on that?
Yep.
I'll give you a 2,000 magnification, sir.
2,000, that's really close. Okay. I'm just seeing nothing now.
I'll take it out to just 4 magnification.
That's perfect. It says Plaguequa. Plaguequa ship. Huh.
Oh, aren't the Plaguequans, they're from the lower spiral arm of the galaxy.
I hear they're great partiers.
They're awesome. Yeah, I love those guys. When we beam them over.
Look at that guy. There's a guy partying just on the back. Three.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Three dudes just partying.
it looks like they're water skiing off the back of the ship.
Yeah.
These guys sure know how to party.
I love those guys. All right, open the hatch.
Let's do it.
Come on in.
Here we go.
Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Bill, the Lido Deck Bartender, the Ship Doctor, the Admiral, and the Ensign, Lee Smart as Charlie, Darren, the Captain, and the Commander, and Nug Nargang as the Conductor, Gary Ganymede, Janice, the 5-Star General, and the Navigator. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.